Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Hey, Dr. Copeland, I hate to drag you into this, but I got to ask you because Aaron Rodgers said something, and I don't know if he's medically correct, but I know that you will know if he's medically correct. Is there a difference between immunized and vaccinated, or is Aaron Rodgers a big fat liar? Which one of those is true?
Oh, it's Aaron Rodgers. Let's remember the team for whom he plays quarterback. So by definition, he's a big fat liar.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you for the medically correct answer. No, it's right. It's true. But they were trying to split hairs here. And I wonder, is there a difference? Because the NFL is seeming to back him a little bit on this.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that any of us know the details on this Aaron Rodgers thing. You know, was he not vaccinated? That seems to be the reporting. But do we know that for a fact? And when he says he was immunized, does that mean he's telling us that he had a prior infection with COVID that he recovered from, right? I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're all speculating.
Here's the clarification I got. USA Today had this. What did Rodgers mean when he says he was immunized? A report from NFL.com says he received homeopathic treatment from his personal doctor to raise his antibody levels and asked the NFL to review his status. He wasn't exempted as vaccinated, but they considered him immunized through this therapy.
Okay, so that's the first I'm hearing that, and there's nothing to that. I know there's people who believe they can get these holistic therapies, these natural remedies. If natural remedies worked, Anna, we never would have needed vaccines, right? But we had measles and mumps and polio and all those other things until we had vaccinations. So these so-called natural immunity boosters, they don't work like vaccines work. So if that's what he meant, he's just wrong. I'm not happy hearing that, to be honest. I mean, he clearly has not been following then the NFL protocol that he agreed to. I would suspect as the story grows, and it will, he'll actually come under a lot of appropriate criticism, and as he should. And the other thing I would share, Anna, with you and the listeners, I'm upset with him because I was looking forward to Sunday's game. The Packers are playing the Kansas City Chiefs, so it would be Aaron Rodgers against Patrick Mahomes. I mean, any football fan wants to be able to watch that, and now we're not going to get it. And all he had, if he would have gotten the vaccine, that wouldn't have happened. I think the guy's a professional football player.
Dr. Copeland, I think the less we can see of Aaron Rodgers, the better it is for all of us as Bears fans. In fact, I don't even like seeing those advertisements. He pops up during all the games. He's like the representative of the face of every product for the NFL. And so I just think, let him sit out.
Yeah, and Anna, what's with him? He seems to be changing his image from the straight-laced Midwestern guy from Green Bay. You get the sense he now wants to be a bad boy later in his career. I don't know what that's about. I like them better as the straight-laced guy. This is a problem. But I think the lesson for us mere mortals is vaccines work. And these alternatives to vaccines, whatever they are, they don't work. And if somebody has been sitting on some kind of alternative to vaccines, this should just be a further lesson that get the vaccine. The vaccine works. It's going to keep you from getting sick. Most of the time will keep you from even getting infected. Let's get that done. Us Bear fans here in Chicago, we do not want to be like Aaron Rodgers. So maybe that's the takeaway from today.
Right. And it's more reasons to pile on to Aaron Rodgers, which I take every opportunity, Dr. Copeland. I thank you for the medical explanation, though. The big news, and let's move to the big news in the health world, is that kids are now starting to get the vaccine. I've already seen people posting that their kids are getting it. Parents are making appointments. I think you can get one this weekend or next week. They're starting to pop up and be out there and ready to go, available. What should we know as we move forward with this next phase of the vaccinations?
Yeah, so the pediatric dose of the Pfizer vaccine is being delivered to clinics, to pediatricians, offices, other places where parents take their children to get their health care. So as you point out, Anna, there are places that have already started to do weeks, we will see that there'll be plenty of vaccine available for kids to come in and get vaccinated. And my own hope is that parents will take advantage of this opportunity to get their children vaccinated.
I was reading a story here about how parents, even those who are vaccinated themselves, they are still, there's a bigger percentage than you might think that are still undecided about vaccinating their kids, citing that kids rarely get severely ill from COVID and make up less than 0.1% of all COVID deaths. Here's the reasons, Dr. Copin, why parents are saying right now in this poll I'm looking at why they don't want to get their child vaccinated. Concerned about side effects, overwhelmingly number one, 69%. Waiting to see if vaccine is safe, kind of related, 32%. Don't trust government, 30%. Not sure if they need it, 24%. Don't want to vaccinate their kids, period, 3%. That's a real challenge for folks in your community because they're all going to be going to their pediatricians and their doctors and asking those kinds of questions.
Yeah, and as they should. We want parents to ask these questions, and we have answers for them. It's important for parents to know that organizations like the American Academy of Pediatrics has come out very strongly in support of kids between 5 and 11 getting vaccinated. That's not the government for people who don't want to trust anything the government says. This is a private organization of our nation's pediatricians. Very strong endorsement of pediatric COVID vaccination. I think that's important. People need to know that. In terms of side effects, let's start with this. Who wants their kid to actually get COVID? Even though it's true that the vast majority of kids who get COVID are not going to get very ill, there still are plenty of kids who've been hospitalized with COVID. And unfortunately, between the ages of 5 and 11, there's been over 150 children who have died from COVID. And then there's also complications of COVID that people have to realize that there have been thousands and thousands of kids who have had. So concerns about the vaccine are always appropriate, but we have every reason to believe and to understand that the vaccines are safe. There have been billions of people around the world now who have received this. We're starting to give this to the kids. And we know from experience with other vaccines, there's really no reason to be concerned that children will start manifesting a different set of complications and adverse events from the vaccine than adults have. So this is safe. This will be the experience that we have with the COVID vaccine in the pediatric population. And I strongly recommend that our parents get their kids vaccinated.
All right. Let's go to the phones here. Judy's got a question for you, Dr. Copin. Go ahead, Judy. You're on WGN.
Hi. Thank you. Mm-hmm. What is the procedure when there's one person who will not be vaccinated for holidays and everybody else is vaccinated? What do you suggest that we do about that besides try to convince these someone to get the vaccine, which isn't happening?
Yeah, Judy. Yeah, I mean, a very practical question. Thank you.
Right.
Obviously, considering continuing to encourage that person to get vaccinated, the rest of the family is that's important. If that person is going to attend, say, a holiday event or some other event, one thing you need to do is look at the rest of the people who are going to be there. Are there older people? Are there people with chronic medical problems? You might want to invite that person not to come then. That could be a concern. Now, we hate to do that, but if there are people who are at risk of getting very ill with COVID, even if those people are vaccinated, we don't want to put anyone in the position of getting sick. And to the unvaccinated person, I would say, you don't want to be responsible for giving COVID to somebody who could get very ill or worse from the virus. You don't want to be the one who's going to transmit that. So probably if there's only one person, sorry, but it's probably best for you to stay away. And maybe that will help you reconsider your vaccination status.
It's going to be a difficult conversation to have, Judy, but good luck with
it. Very difficult. Yes.
Good luck. Tom.
And I understand it.
Yeah. Thank you for the call and thanks for the question. Let's get Tom in here. Tom, go ahead. You're on WGN. Question for the doctor.
How you doing today?
Great.
I got a question. My granddaughter, she was like the first in line yesterday to get her shot. She couldn't wait to get it. She's 11. But she's going to turn 12 in another week or so. So when she goes back for her second shot, is she going to get a full dose or?
She'll get the same pediatric dose. They'll finish the series with the same dose that she got for the first one. And she'll do fine. That difference between being 11 and 12 is really not going to make a difference. She'll do great with the dose that that she's going to get of the Pfizer vaccine.
Okay, but what happens? Okay, she's going to need a booster at some time, right?
We don't know that yet. Hopefully not. And if she does need a booster, hopefully it'll be more along the lines of when we get an annual flu shot. And if that's the case, then at that point, she likely would get the recommended dose for a 12-year-old.
All right.
Yeah, because like I said, she couldn't wait to get the shot. She had to be first in line.
Where did she go, Tom?
A terrific granddaughter. Good for her.
Where did she go, Tom? Was it a pharmacy or was it a doctor's office? What happened there?
It was a pharmacy.
Ah, all right. Yeah, I heard that they were opening up appointments this weekend, but I guess they're already available. Good to know. All right. Thank you, Tom. Thank you for the call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And good luck with all of that. Dr. Copeland, I want to get this sound in here. Bill Maher is making a bit of news for some things he said about how the pandemic is over and you don't have to wear masks anymore if you're vaccinated. He was trying to make a statement about red states versus blue states, and here's a little bit of what he said.
Just resume living. Come on. The 15 of 100,000, that's where we are cases in California. 15 cases per 100,000 people. I know some people seem to not want to give up on the wonderful pandemic, but you know what? It's over. There's always going to be a variant. You shouldn't have to wear masks. I haven't had a meeting with my staff since March of 2020. Why? I don't know, the state, the club, whoever it is, vaccine, mask, pick one. You got to pick. You can't make me mask if I've had the vaccine.
Bill Maher there. He's been saying a lot of things a lot of people haven't expected from him, but that was his take on that, Dr. Copeland. And let's get your thoughts on what he just had to say.
Yeah, well, Bill Maher's doing his job as Bill Maher, right? Bill Maher likes to make statements that make people think, and I think that's what this is. Bill Maher also has, the good position of not being responsible for the public health. He doesn't make the rules. So I think every locale is going to make its decision based on what the situation is in that locality. Mm-hmm. I know in California, there's a difference down around San Diego than there is in Los Angeles in terms of mask use. And that makes sense to me. Governor Pritzker came out yesterday and said here in Illinois, he's not ready to back off on the masking with the winter coming. He's looking at the hospitalization rate in Illinois, and he's just not ready to back off. I think what we'll likely see, if the amount of COVID that we have stays where it is, and everybody should remember, it's not going away. It's still here.
Right.
And we still have, there's still a lot of newly infected people, and we're still getting people admitted to the hospital, Anna. So we got to remember that. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to start to see on the edges some changes, even in Illinois, in terms of what the mask requirement is. But nobody should be too disappointed if we get into the winter and there isn't a big change in terms of masking in public indoor spaces.
Okay. Dr. Copeland, just a quick second here before I let you go. A lot of questions on the text line about booster shots. How crucial are they if you're under 65? We've got someone who's 53, someone who's 60-something asking about how big of a deal are the boosters?
Yeah, what I would ask everybody is a couple of things. What is my health, my own personal health? So one person who's 53 who's in totally good health is different than someone 53 with chronic medical problems. So that's the first question. The second one is, how much am I out? Am I in contact with lots of other people, particularly in indoor spaces? So ask yourself that too. We know that the booster helps in the whole concept of breakthrough infection. There's mm-hmm. less breakthrough infections when people have received the boosters. And we also know that people have underlying medical problems. Having the added immunity from the booster will keep those folks from getting sick. So if you're totally healthy, you're under the age of 65, you're not in contact with lots of people in an indoor space, most importantly, you're not a healthcare worker, you can choose not to get the booster and you'll do just fine. If you do fall into any of those other categories, you should go ahead and get the booster. And then there's going to be a group of people who are younger and very healthy, but they're going to choose that they want to get the booster because they want to have that added security of having the immunity from the booster, and that's okay too.
All right. Dr. Copen, always good chatting with you. Always good to get your advice and your perspective on all these health headlines that are coming at us. Thank you, and enjoy.
And we'll keep up on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
We have
yeah.
to.
People are telling me on the text line I'm too hard on him. I don't know. I don't. Bears fans, do you agree? Maybe I'll back off, but we'll see. We'll see how we feel.
You know, all I can think of, Anna, is when he looked at the crowd after he scored the game-securing touchdown, and he said, I still own you, right?
Yes, and then he used some swear words, too. Thank you, Dr. Copen. I appreciate you're on my side on this. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care.